I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. has enjoyed friendly relations with Canada for decades, but there's new concern with the northern border. Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is joining me live this morning to talk about it. Brad, you know, Buffalo is a border city with Canada, and there's particular interest in this subject here. What is the concern?
So a recent study done by a nonprofit in Washington said that for a number of reasons, Canada has become a real magnet for transnational criminal organizations like Mexican drug cartels, specifically the Sinaloa drug cartel. And that countries like Iran, Russia, China are using Canada to launder large sums of money, to set up corporations, basically, that look legitimate but aren't, to conduct all sorts of criminal activity, from drugs to guns to counterfeit drugs to counterfeit purses, fill in the blank. And that because Canada apparently has some very strict privacy laws, and I'm sure for good intentions and good reasons, it has made it particularly cumbersome for law enforcement in a timely fashion to get their hands on things like social media information, perhaps encrypted apps, banking information, corporate information. And the bad guys have figured that out and have figured out a way they can better hide their illegal activities, which would also include terrorism. You know, it talks about in this report what a large foothold apparently Iran has in Canada, which is just disturbing even to say that. Obviously from a criminal illegal activity, probably a lot of money laundering. But, you know, the translation is that why wouldn't it translate into some terrorism behavior, training, et cetera? So that's the big concern.
And so any bad actor that wanted to get to the U.S., might think about going through Canada first. Is that kind
sure.
of the what you're thinking or saying here?
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, obviously where you are in Buffalo, you could be in Canada in a few minutes. Could things be moved through Buffalo into the U.S.? Sure, and probably are. I mean, illegal drugs get moved through legitimate means, trucks, trains, boats, all the time. And so it would logically make sense that the easy nexus into the United States they would use. So it's a problem, Susan, that, you know, the Canadian legislature and others, elected officials, didn't intentionally cause this to happen. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just suggesting that the way their laws are. And secondarily, I think maybe because of those laws, to some extent, it's sort of made law enforcement and prosecutors maybe more complacent to go after transnational groups or terrorist groups, just because it makes it more difficult to track them and to act in a timely fashion. I'll tell you, I mean, the U.S. talks to Canada every day, the law enforcement and intelligence folks, and we pass information. We've stopped terrorist attacks in Canada over the years because we had timely information they were able to act on. So, I mean, that's the big concern. You know, what Canada is doing about that, it's not clear to me. This report talks about things they could do from a legislative and law enforcement standpoint, but and maybe they're moving in some directions here, but I think it was worth noting that this is an issue.
Do you see the U.S. strengthening its border as a result of this?
Well, to a certain extent. I think, you know, there are limitations, Susan, obviously, with physical border protection, because a lot of the stuff we're talking about has to do with the ability to move things from, if it's money laundering, you don't have to cross any borders. If you're moving fentanyl from Canada into the U.S., then obviously you have to get it here some way. But it's not realistic, obviously, to put a wall up along the northern border, just like it's not in the southern border, realistically. Can you have it in some places? Sure. But think about the thousands of miles between the state of Washington and where you are in New York. I mean, you can't, it's just, you couldn't cover all that. I'm talking about as far as the physical wall. Can you cover it electronically? Can you cover it with drones? Can you do, yeah, you can do other things. But there's going to be limitations to that. So it all boils down to, in my view, your ability to collect accurate, timely intelligence and stop criminal behavior as it's happening or before it happens.
You know, Brett, with all the attention on the southern border, yeah, has the U.S. been paying enough attention to the northern border?
Well, I think certainly the intelligence community and law enforcement has. Now, you know, Customs and Border Protection, you know, only have so many people. And because of the flood of folks coming through the southern border, I mean, clearly most of their manpower is on the southern border, not on the northern border. Now, are they increasing the northern border? I think so, based on what I've read, but I don't really know that. But, you know, we'll see. This is such a complex issue. It's even hard to talk about in a few minutes on the radio. But I think it's important to at least point out that this is a problem, and it certainly needs to be addressed. In particular, needs to be addressed on the Canadian side of the border.
Brett, thank you. Eye-opening this morning. That's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst here on WBEN.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.